get someone story, have someone in the story who does something that people sometimes do. This could be a doctor, for instance, someone who is learned and intelligent and who therefore also thinks in herself, probably rightly so, to be kind of, you know, superior or professional, or being above the layman in that field. So then, or anyone else in a similar superior or thinking themselves superior position, they can lie sometimes, because to them it's not about the truth, it's about saying to people what they think people need to hear, what is best for the situation, for, you know, whether for whatever purpose, maybe for the patient, if it's a doctor, or for oneself, if it, you know, you're a politician or money maker or whatever. But show how this kind of so easily slips in, and how the nihilistic culture of this postmodern age has kind of led to and bred that kind of thinking that there is no truth, really. It's all relative, and, you know, it doesn't really matter. Even we don't need to think in terms of truth and untruth. We just do what works. That's the truth. What is good, what works, what serves the purpose, what, you know, makes sense in that way. That's the truth, not the actual down on the floor facts, such as for a doctor, for instance. The reason I'm coming up with this is that I think maybe a doctor did that to me today when I got laser treatment in my retina, burning things there, fixing a hole, a rip. And I was talking how it feels, because that doctor had never tried it themselves, and proposing that this very uncomfortable feeling could be that just before the laser burns up the you know, visual cells, because it hits them some, then before it ceases to function, so to speak, it gets completely overloaded and sends a heavy signal into the brain. And this is what I feel, a kind of overload of the visual system. And she said first, no, it doesn't go into the optic nerve. It doesn't, you know, we hit the layer above the visual cells, receptors. And I think it was to pacify me, because it sounded scary otherwise, right? They're burning up the visual cells. But then I said, but when you do that, that laser beam also hits some visual cells and burns them up, right? And then she had to admit, yes. So she kind of contradicted herself a little bit. And I think that maybe this is what she did. She said something that will make the patient less in anxiety or something like that. Although to me, it is different. I just want to know the facts. And then I'm not anxious anymore.